Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Menachos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Asubas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Refayin, Shuzivu Gahal, Goin B'Karav Mamish. And we'll begin by mentioning a number of different things that have to do with the Karav Mincha and whether or not they're going to postle it. Let's say Lo Yatzak, he didn't pour the oil of the Mincha, or Lo Bal, he didn't mix it with the flour, or Lo Pasas, he didn't crumble the Mincha. There's certain Menachos that need to be baked and then crumbled, and he didn't do that. Or Lo Malach, he didn't salt the Kaimetz before he burned it. Or Lo Hanif, he didn't wave the Mincha, or Lo Higish, he didn't put it next to the Mizbeach. Or he crumbled it into pieces that were too big, or he didn't put oil on them. Kshayrus, in all these situations, the carbon mincha is kosher. Now let's say nisarav kumtza becomes chaverta. We have the kaimets of one mincha, they got mixed up with the kaimets of the other mincha. Or bimchas kohanim got mixed up with the kaimets of kohanim. Or bimchas kohen mashiach, it got mixed up with the mincha of the kohen mashiach, which is the mincha of the kohen gadol. Or bimchas nisachin, it got mixed up with the carbon mincha that's brought along with the carbon. In all these cases, kshayra, these things got mixed up with each other, are kosher, and that's because every single one of these things is totally burned. The kaimitz of a karban mincha is burned. So if two kamatzim got mixed up with each other, no problem. They're going to be burned anyway. And also, the mincha of kaihan, where the kaim mashiach and mechas nesachim is completely burned, so it doesn't make a difference if they got mixed up with each other. Anyway, everything's burned, so we just put it on the mizbeach and everything's fine. Rabbi Huda says, b'michas kaim mashiach or mechas nesachim psula. If the kaimitz of a regular mincha got mixed up with the mincha of a kaim gadol or a mechas nesachim, so it's pasul. Why is that? Shezubli lasa aveh, v'zubli lasa raka. This one is belila. It's mixing. Is thick and the other mixing is thin. A regular mincha is mixed with one loig of oil, and that means it's like a thick dough. And michas nesachim or michas kain mashiach is with three loigen of oil, so it's very liquidy. And therefore, when they get mixed up with each other, rahin baile zumizu, they absorb one from the other, and the thicker one's absorbing oil from the thinner one, and then it becomes batal. So in this case, Rabbi Huda says that mincha that had the kmitza got mixed up is actually pasul. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more cases. Shtei menachas shlo nikmatzu. We have two menachas that did not have the kmitza taken off yet. It is arvazubazu. And they got mixed up with each other, meaning they both fell into the same kli. Not that they got totally mixed up. They both just basically fell into the same kli. Maybe they're next to each other. So, if he could take off a kmitza from this one and that one separately, and it's clearly a separate kmitza from each one of these menachas, so they're perfectly kosher. Whereas vimlav, if not psula, so they're puzzled. Because when you have a kmitza taken from each individual mincha, we can't do that. Now, another case, we have a kmitza that was taken out of mincha A, and that got mixed up into mincha B, and mincha B did not have the kmitza taken off yet. Lo yakter, he's not allowed to burn it. Because mincha B didn't have the kmitza taken off, and you can't put the whole thing into the fire, so mincha A is problematic as well. However, vim hektir, if it was burned, zusha nikmitza also bailim, the one that already had the kmitza taken off of it, so it counts for its owner, because its kmitza was burned. But vizusha loy nikmitza, the mincha that did not have the kmitza taken off, and he poured the whole thing on the mizbeach, loy also bailim, so that mincha didn't count for the owners, because it didn't have the kmitza taken off. Now let's say, nisarv kumtza b'shireha, oy b'shireha shal chaverta. Let's say the kaimetz that was taken off the mincha got mixed up with its shirayim, with its leftovers. He has the mincha in front of him, takes off the kaimetz, and then wasn't paying attention, maybe put it back in and it got mixed up, or put it into a different bowl that had the shirayim of a different mincha. Lo yakter, it's not to be brought in the mizbeach, because we know that shirayim, the leftovers of a mincha, are not allowed to be brought in the mizbeach. It's a clear pasuk that tells us this. However, vim hektir, if it was burned on the mizbeach, also the bailim, at the end of the day, b'diavet, it counts for the owner. Now let's say nitma ha-kaimetz, the kaimetz became tameh, the kriv, but he ended up putting on his mizbeach anyway by accident. Hatzitz meratza, the tzitz, which is the golden plate that's on the forehead of the kohen gadol, that brings about a ritzoy, brings about an acceptance. However, yatzav hekrivai, if it was brought out of the azara and he put it on his mizbeach, ain hatzitz meratza. There is no ritzoy, there's no acceptance by the tzitz. Why is that? And here's the rule: shatzitz meratza ala tamei ve'ain meratza ala yotzei. This concept of the tzitz, again, this golden forehead plate that's worn by the kohen gadol, that it's meratza, brings about a ritzoy, brings about an acceptance of something that went wrong, that only works for Tomei, but not for Yotzei, for something that left the Azara, and this is based off of a pasuk. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up with Mishnah Dalar and Hey, continue to discuss different troubleshooting cases with the Karban Mincha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.